You're listening to SBS News.
Witness Jasmine appears before the Disability Royal Commission. She recounts the experience of her son's friend Nathan at Western Australia's Banksia Hill Youth Detention Centre on his behalf.
I no longer feel like I can have relationships with anyone. I feel stuck and like I can't trust anyone anymore. I had never tried to self-harm before I went to Banksia. What happened at Banksia made me feel so bad that I wanted to kill myself.
Her words come on the first day of public hearings in Perth that form part of a royal commission into the abuse and neglect of people with a disability. The focus this week on the experiences of people in custodial settings. Nathan, who is diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, entered custody at the age of 11. Jasmine says his behaviour saw him receive physical punishment, prolonged confinement, and the use of handcuffs and restraints.
It was so bad. It broke me and it made me a different person. I am just happy to be sitting here today. My time in isolation changed me and turned me into a person I didn't want to be.
The mother also shared concerns over the isolation faced by her own son, Mason, at the detention centre. The Royal Commission's chair, Ronald Sackville, presided over the commission remotely.
The evidence at this hearing will examine conditions in detention for people with disability in the criminal justice system, including conditions in both youth detention centres and adult prisons. The focus will be primarily, but not exclusively, on the criminal justice system in Western Australia.
The focus of the commission will be on examining whether those entering custody who have a disability are being effectively identified, as well as ways to provide culturally appropriate support to First Nations people. Patrick Griffin is senior counsel assisting.
A significant proportion of this group have cognitive impairment, as well as undiagnosed psychosocial disability. Importantly, for your consideration of the issues that we'll place before you, is that there is no nationally consistent, disaggregated data on the number of First Nations people with disability in prisons.
But what is known is that Indigenous Australians are being disproportionately impacted by welfare concerns. Patrick Griffin again.
Western Australia has the highest rate of overrepresentation of First Nations people in prison of all the states and territories. It's been reported that First Nations women are the fastest growing cohort of prisoners in Australia. A significant proportion of this group have cognitive impairment as well as undiagnosed psychosocial disability.
The Commission's chair says evidence has exposed the extent to which disability has been criminalised in Australia and is now looking to identify ways to prevent the risk of exploitation and neglect. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.